So, hello, my name is Matheus Paixão. I'm a second year PhD student here at Crest UCL. And my main research interests right now are search-based optimization of software architecture. Actually, architecture and design, a bit of both. And basically, what we are interested in right now is about measuring how software systems decay, how the architecture and the design of software systems decay over time. So basically, we know that as the system evolves, new requirements coming in, and the developers, they need to aggregate these new requirements. They have to fix the bugs of the system, and they need to keep releasing new versions of their system in order to keep competitive and in order to keep on the market. But the problem is that it's widely known that these systems get decayed and they get more complex as they evolve. And our intuition, our idea, and some preliminary studies have been carried out, that basically we noticed that these systems decay. They have a debt in quality because the developers, they tend to keep the system the same all the time. So they have a initial design, an initial architecture of the system, and they know the system. So for them, it's easy to maintain the system as same as possible in order to keep their knowledge about the system intact. Then they can develop and evolve that architecture, that design that they know. But unfortunately, when new features and new requirements are aggregated, are introduced in the architecture, this optimal solution that you had before, it's not optimal again. So when you keep introducing new things, new features, it's very likely that your architecture and your design will get decayed if you don't change it. So so far, we gathered data from almost 10 open source software systems that have been on the market for at least 5 to 6 years, with at least 15 public versions of that system. And we are analyzing. So the idea is to use search-based software engineering optimization algorithms to measure how these systems have been decayed over time. So we will identify how similar are the versions of the system, of consecutive versions of the system, how similar they are, and then measure how these similarity have affected the decay of that system. So we expect to see that as developers tend to keep their systems the same, the more decay they have. So that's our assumption. And then we can use optimization algorithms to understand, actually to simulate some what-if scenarios of that system. So what would have happened if the developers in that certain point of time have selected or have wanted to optimize their system instead of keeping it the same? So could this design be decaying design be avoided by optimizing a little bit of the system? And how much decay, how much debt can you save by optimizing just a little bit? So we have the similarity metric, and then we can ask some questions like, how much decay could have been saved by changing the system by 10% or only 20%. So the idea is that the optimal scenario would be to find situations where the developers could have optimized just 10% or 20% of the whole system, and to avoid, I don't know, a lot of decay, a lot of debt. So that's basically what we are working on right now.